just sort of quietly crank into the machine.
It doesn't get quietly cranked into that. Yeah.
And there's some things that are real obvious to you that you wouldn't think of that where
that
somebody...
That you don't tape and you don't ask questions about. Nobody, for instance, would know about the messenger.
I think that this project, Doors to Duke Foundation, should give a lot more of the Indian students an opportunity like this. Whether it's going to conventions or anything, I think it should give a lot of these students some kind of experience.
Well, this is my philosophy, and if you recall a conversation we had back in September, that this is what I wanted to do with the project, and to a certain extent we can see some of this happening, not as much as I would like.
I know, I'd like to see more of it, but the only Indian kids I know doing it is
that. Well, I tried to get a number of kids to go out and interview. I thought, you know, this would be a good thing in terms of project output, but in terms of what they know personally about the history of their own people is what they could really benefit from it. Plus get paid on the side.
I don't think they're paying them enough, too.
I agree with that.
No, they're not.
Because you take both sides. How many is that, 6 hours?
Yeah, that's about 6 hours, and then they just pay.
No. It's 3 hours on the tape.
3 hours on the tape?
Yeah, hour and a half for each side.
Oh.
It works out to be $1.33 an hour for taping. But what isn't considered, and what I've just in the last couple of weeks talked to Dr. Ellis about, is the fact that it takes so damn much preparation time before you can make a tape. Travel time, contact time.
And you can't just, well, like with these people, it was easy to talk with them
because
they're used to talking and you can just have a casual conversation. But around here, you have to maybe, I don't know.
Incidentally, we're going to hire two more secretaries, and I would just assume they'd be Indian students if you know anybody who's interested. One full-time and another part-time, like Cher.
Well, look around. I think they should be Indian.
I do.
If they're not Indian, I think they should fire them more Indians.
Care to repeat that?
I said we ought to fire Sandy.
And why should we ought to fire Sandy?
No, Indian to me, frijoles.
The whole project will fall apart.
No, she's really
down. There's just more work there than one person and a part-time person to do. We've got...
Oh my goodness.
You're welcome.
Because if the word gets around, like, you know, they really want Indian students to work more, no matter what they're majoring in,
get in a circle and then all of us go out in that direction and come back, and
bring as much wood as you can. And they all agreed, and so they all went out. They were gone for a couple of hours, and then all of them came back. And then all of them had wood except this one guy. And he says, well, how come you didn't bring your share of firewood back? He says, well, he says, I found so much wood that one couldn't carry, two can carry.
Is the story considered factual?
Yes.
Uh-huh. When did this happen?
Now, that's before the Navajos learned to speak Navajo, when they used to speak English.
I see. Back before they came across the ocean on the turtle, even.
Did you say you had some materials a long time ago? I mean, you know, Indian, about 1920 or something. Or did you just spread some somewhere?
That we have? We have some early material, yeah.
Can I see it? I mean, can I see some
sure.
of them? Because
hey,
I'm working on this Navajo reading study too, and they told us they had some real early materials, 1914, 1920. The ones we have is just from 1943 and on out, so.
I don't know how much Navajo stuff we'd have from that early period.
Huh? Not much Navajo stuff?
I don't know.
How much is a lot of this stuff available to you?
It should all be available.
I was thinking maybe between us we could select one of the tapes and, play the Kiva Club or something.
The piece we got this
yeah.
week? Sure.
And I was thinking that one that Stella Lee.
Yeah,
that was a good one, I said Stella.
Yeah, I think that's
and
the that probably...
And Stella, because she said pretty much for everybody else, but she
yeah.
did it with a lot of expression.
I think that's a real good idea, Anna. The fact is, I would... even suggested, even possibly making excerpts from get two or three tape recorders
well,
and take the best stuff and put it all on one tape.
Yeah.
And kind of narrate it yourself.
Oh, that would
set
be
up
great.
Your set up your slides to go with.
We can do that.
Yeah, that sounds like a real neat idea.
I think we should all do it together though, because it would be more representative of our very you'll see this
yeah.
afternoon.
Dead at Stella's. Well, I don't know whether I do or not.
I don't think so. They
well, I haven't heard it, so I don't know whether I do or not.
It was
well, but that...
Know.
That
he came over on the boat when we went over.
Remember that girl
I
asked?
She was
wearing
in
the morning?
That green?
Yeah. Not the girl with that purse, but the other one.
Kind of heavy set.
Yeah.